Removal of a love spell is a discrete process adapted to each person individually, no matter what the person's beliefs and religions, regardless of religion, race, gender, or the need for the patient's presence. According to the theory of Kabbalah, a love spell removal happens mostly after midnight. It does not require your physical presence. Dismissing that hex can be done in any location around the world. You tried to break the cycle of negativity that repeats itself continually, but to no avail. Have you turned to tarot card readers and spiritual communicators, and none of it helped? Removing a love spell, the complete guide. If you know or sense someone cast a passion spell on you in a way that controls your emotions, the best thing for you is to contact a professional who is an expert in removing a powerful love spell. A sense of restless obsession may have a magically negative effect on partners. Samuel Zahar Yanai, a spiritual healer expert in removing strong spells, invites you to a process to expel these love spells. Thus, you will allow yourself to remove the blockages and start a new chapter in your life. What is a love spell? A love spell is a vicious act energetically that manipulates the emotional state of the bewitched. The energetical action of the spell causes a powerful mental and physical attraction, and even an obsession with the person ordering the spell, and often can cause very negative emotional and mental states. There are several steps we must follow if we want to get rid of the love spell. What is a black love spell? A black love spell is a general name for various spells whose purpose is to cause harm to someone. Other known names of a black love spell are impurity spells, nida, control spells, or blood spells. The powerful spells involve blood. For example, black magic involves menstrual blood, which is secretly put into a man's drink to influence him and make him obsessed. Many couples are not aware that when they have sex while menstruating, they are under a spell. For this reason, in the Torah and Kabbalah, it is forbidden. Why? You must understand that the egg that does not get fertilized during the period is blood that is not energetically pure and clean. It is also the reason why the woman is not interested in contact during this period and feels dirty. During sexual contact during menstruation, blood particles are absorbed in the man's body. It may cause an irreversible disruption of the mind and a change in the attitude of a man as the woman with him. It is because the blood reaches the human brain after it has been filtered and cleaned by the glands. Dirty blood entering the system disrupts a person's mind. Removing love spells caused by this act are among the most complex and complicated, and rare are the spiritual communicators or Kabbalistic healers who can deal with them and give them solutions. Signs of a love spell in a person. The first step begins with identifying the proper signs of a love spell on the person. These will make it possible to characterize the type of spell and designate solutions. How do we know then that we are under a love spell? Here, Samuel Zohar Yanai, a Kabbalistic expert in removing strong spells, explains what signs of love spells exist. The common signs of a love spell are: 1. Lack of control over emotions. 2. A feeling of uncontrollable obsession with a specific person. 3. Persistent disturbance in emotional life. 4. Difficulty severing a marital bond. 5. Significant changes in behavior or personality without reason. 6. Incessant thoughts about a person against his will. 7. Sadness and restlessness. 8. Emotional blockage. 9. Physical and emotional weakness. The best thing to do is to contact a Kabbalah expert to identify these signs and remove the love spell correctly. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a thorough process that will restore emotional balance to your life. For further information, contact us here. How to get rid of a love spell? What are the possible ways to remove it? If you love someone to an excessive and extreme level, you should find out under a love spell you and how to remove a love spell. Samuel Zohar Yanai, an expert in removing a love spell, explains how to get rid of a love spell. What is a love spell? How can it be removed? Does a love spell affect our lives? A love spell affects all aspects of life and is wide-ranging. Therefore, it is not enough to get rid of the love spell. To effectively recover from the spell influence and prevent a repeat attack, a plan is required to empower and strengthen the bewitched person. Using the right herbs and vitamins combined with coaching and spiritual counseling will make it possible to empower the body and emotional system of the person and deal more effectively with difficult situations. How do you do a love spell? What is its purpose? Love spells are purposed to control the emotions, thoughts, and actions of the bewitched to bring him to a state of obsession with the person who ordered the spell. Love spells have many forms and methods. Some spells are performed by performing a magical action involving a drink or food or by using an object such as clothing, hair, or another item of the person you want to bewitch. Love spells made with objects or food are among the most difficult to remove a love spell. How to remove love spells? Love spells connected to a context, a situation where the attacking party, obsessed with the attacked, feels jealous of him or holds a deep grudge. These feelings also have a powerful negative energetic charge, and the Kabbalistic healer must provide an answer to them, cancel the carrots, and remove this negative energy while putting appropriate protections in addition to removing the love spells. Not removing love spells should be done on time. It can have crucial and unexpected consequences. Most of us will experience the pain of unrequited love at least once in our lifetime. Sometimes, we will overcome it. And eventually, let go of the object of love. Unfortunately, many are not ready to let go and may turn to witchcraft practitioners to cast a love spell. Want to restore stability to your life and get rid of the spell of love? Leave details on the website or call now. The Halacha prohibits a love return spell. God will work with you, not according to your every impulse that is not implying in two faces. Returning love is a spell for anything and is forbidden according to the Halacha. To take any action against a person against his will and without his consent and knowledge is not allowed. For example, if your spouse chose to leave and you turn to a sorcerer to bring them back into your life, this is an improper and immoral action. There are unique love spells purposed to attract a person who does not feel the same way as you and, or bring back to you a person who loved you in the past and bind him to you again, without that person will be able to control it. A love spell will cause the bewitcher, a man or a woman, to endlessly think about the person and obsessively love them. Such a spell will make the sorcerer's behave irresponsibly, speak aggressively, and remove responsibility from their actions. It is crucial to avoid contacting those engaged in this activity and contact only an expert with extensive knowledge of this field and familiarity with Kabbalah and Halacha to remove and cancel the love spell according to Kabbalah's rules. In every moment when the problem is not solved, the situation can only get worse. For the avoidance of doubt, this is an improper and immoral witchcraft that may lead to crucial consequences. Samuel Zohar Yanai rejects entirely the idea of casting a spell on another person for any purpose and is only concerned with allowing spells and energetic defenses. What do love-binding spells do to a person? In most cases, a love spell's purpose is to gain control over the emotions of the bewitched person. These spells, known as love-binding spells, are complex and require a deep understanding of the binding and energetic blockage to guarantee that they can untie correctly. Incorrect removal of love-binding spells can cause the bewitcher's emotional state to be unstable and have unexpected emotional consequences. Therefore, it is crucial to be accompanied by a professional spiritual and an expert in healing who knows and is proficient in removing and canceling love-binding spells. He also understands the mechanisms and energetic blockages of the various types of spells. How do you cancel a love spell according to Kabbalah? 1. The first step is to identify the spell. 2. The second step is to cancel the spell using the Kabbalah codes. Make sure that the process is by a person who specializes in Kabbalah and is familiar with the codes of the Zohar. 3. Following the removal of the love-binding spell. The third step is making the body and the soul more resilient against the attacked person. 4. In the fourth step, the Kabbalistic healer creates a defense system to prevent the attacker from performing a renewed love spell. 5. The fifth step opens the energy channels that are blocked. How do you cancel a love spell? how will you be protected from a renewed spell? To cancel a love spell, we must first understand that if someone is obsessed with us at most, they will not stop their actions. Before we know how to cancel a love spell, we must cancel and remove the love spell. Most wizards won't give up after the first try. If the love spell holds its remove, they will repeat the action time after time to intensify the energetic effects and ensure that the love spell works without interruption. We mustn't settle for superficial and one-off solutions, to hire an expert in healing who will repeat canceling and removing the love spell and the necessary protective actions several times until it is possible to verify that the love spells have been removed. It must be verified that the process is completed by a professional who is well-versed in Kabbalistic secret teachings, specializes in Zohar ciphers, and knows how to cancel a love spell according to Kabbalah. When the process of canceling the love spells is complete, the spiritual healer must create a powerful defense system purposed to protect and prevent the performance of a renewed love spell. Finishing the process of canceling and removing the love spell. After canceling and removing the love spell, the spiritual healer must perform a to open the energy channels. Canceling a powerful love spell is a complex Kabbalistic process, which requires energetic and spiritual, deep and thorough work. Samuel Zohar Yanai brings years of experience as a spiritual healer, with a careful combination of expertise and rich knowledge of ciphers and Kabbalistic codes. Effective removal of a love spell using Samuel Zohar Yanai's method one-time procs are ineffective against such powerful spells. Therefore, I accompany you closely and repeat the process of removing the love spell every 30 days until we are sure the effect has been completely removed. Removing love spells and energy blockages while I am persecuting, and removal of love spells, I also remove catrogs, slander, and curses. After removing all these effects, I will perform energetic defenses to prevent the magical attacks from returning. Counseling and empowerment in all areas of life to improve resilience, in addition to removing the love spell to ensure that the attack does not repeat anymore and to restore the resilience to the body and mind that weakened by the love spells. I provide advice on the use of vitamins and herbs in a customized way and provide personal and business coaching that will help you restore your relationships and the damage to your career as a result of the spell. Canceling the love spell and opening the energy channels again after completing the love spell undoing and performing the protections, I will reopen the channels of positive energy and restore the normal flow. This opening will naturally renew feelings of relief, health, and life's joy. Now, there are no more blockages or problems that cause weakness, sadness, melancholy, and depression. These will be replaced by peace of mind, calm, and joy. Are you interested in removing and undoing the love spell? For more details, you can contact us now on the website, by phone, or via WhatsApp. Types of powerful love spells. A renewed love spell is a spell whose purpose is to cause lasting damage to the bewitched. A renewing love spell is a strong spell type, as its name implies, performed repeatedly to renew the spell's power and ensure its effectiveness. When a person wants to harm another person and to ensure that the process is put through, the sorcerer suggests that he repeat the magical action every 30 days. Thus, the damage may be irreversible. A love-binding spell is one of the most powerful spells of all the types of spells. A love-binding spell is one of the most mighty spells people usually order from sorcerers. It is intended, as evidenced by Hashem, to bind a person to another thing or person that he desires. Sometimes, it is a love bond. That is, forcing the will of the conspirator on the conspirator. How do you perform a love-binding spell? You can do love, a binding spell, by taking an object from the bind. Sometimes a picture, and in other cases personal object or hair. You tied up the object using a specialized thread, which is a linen thread. The sorcerer uses mantras and oaths from the world of sorcery and performs rituals intending to seal the bond. A separation spell. From the types of spells commonly used for divorce, a separation spell, done in magical rituals and objects, to separate spouses. Using this spell, it can be possible to create disputes between the couple and separate them. A love spell in food and drink is one type of spell that is harmful to the human body. A love spell in food and drink is also a common magical means. In this spell, different substances combined in the food or drink the person eats or drinks affect his mood, judgment, and emotional decisions. Love spells, history. Love spells, or relationship spells, refer to the use of special powers, many times apparently, or a magical act to influence the feelings or behavior of another person to bring about love or romantic communication. The spells on love and romance have a very ancient origin that was found in different cultures throughout history. All cultures of the world and all over the world used to use love spells. There are various archaeological findings that some of the love spells are based on assumptions that love spells used to be practiced even before the invention of writing. They started as tribal customs and then moved to folk customs. Purpose of love spells. The purpose of love spells in most cases is similar: to bind a person, man or woman, in a love relationship with someone or someone who is not interested in love through a spell. It was customary among most people and people in noble and royal families. Ancient use of love spells. Love spells were used in ancient times in cultures like ancient Egypt and ancient Greece. In Egypt, priests performed different love spells or sorcerers using conscious perceptions and magical acts. In ancient Greece, love and romance were central themes in mythology and art, and it was traditional to use spells and symbols to induce infatuations or influence emotions. Love spells were performed in Judaism traditionally by women who practiced witchcraft, and so in Islam. Sometimes, different healers in Islam use love spells. In pagan beliefs, they also used images of gods, preserved urine, and boiled or roasted animal organs, pigeons, crows, songbirds, and small marsupials, in nightly prayers to the gods of desire and sex. The different means of love spells are powerful. The means of mighty love spells throughout the thousands of generations included, among other things, the use of oaths in which the name of who you wanted to cast a love spell on written papyrus paper or parchment. Closing and sealing it using flowers or shrub leaves. Ground herbs. Afterward, they buried him in hiding near the bewitcher's house, usually after midnight, in the dark. Using incense plants and objects in love spells. The plant that is still most commonly used in some parts of the world is the soybean bush. Chamomile. Bay leaves. Willow leaves. In some cases, it was customary to combine these means in incense and to rotate them at a reasonable distance from the house of the bewitched without him knowing it. Another use was to use mixtures of plants and gems. These had to be first purified and then put in a small or sealed cloth bag with the name or picture of the bewitched. The common stones, sabra mora, hobi and cherry blossoms. Over the years, other customs have also developed, such as love spell ceremonies in which the person asking for a spell participates in the presence of the sorcerer or witch using incense, requests, pictures, or objects, preferably intimate with the bewitched. Love spells in the 19th and 20th centuries. In the 19th and 20th centuries, love spells also developed into the realm of books and studies. Sorcerers and witches learned to know all kinds of methods of love spells from the world and used them. When the matter of the powers of the subconscious and the methods of persuasion on feelings and behavior, including between partners, once discovered, the power of the love spell started to increase since the witches and sorcerers began to adopt rules of using psychological means of controlling individual subjects, sometimes applying them with the help of the physical spells on the sorcerers. In the 20th and 21st centuries, with the development of communication technology, the internet and other new technological platforms opened the influence of emotions and feelings, as well as love life and relationships. It became a game of dependence, in which the applicant succeeds in making the bewitched miserable, to the point of inexplicable dependence, on their part, even though they did not feel love but felt it in the past, that they were bound there without explanation. Love spells are a taboo by law all over human societies. You must remember that love spells are prohibited by law, even though it is still customary nowadays to perform them all around human society, and the law cannot practically prevent them. In general, love spells are a very wrong thing. Strong love spells cause harm to both parties involved in the matter. Strong love spells force a person to act against his own will, and the result is the weakening of both parties, the applicant who pays for it with the best of his money and the bewitched who has unexplained blockages and failures. Love spells made through witchcraft only strengthen the witch or sorcerer, create artificial situations between people, and are very far from really bringing and causing true love and happiness for the parties. Therefore, one should act to remove love spells and their complete disappear as quickly as possible through genuine, correct removal, done with the help of a professional who emphasizes a renewed mental balance for everyone. In this way, harm is not happening, nor are the energetically wrong actions for all involved. Remove the love spell and stop the emotional pain now. Dealing as early as possible with removing the love spells will significantly improve the chances of getting rid of a love spell and its complete cancellation. Therefore, we mustn't postpone the cancellation of the blocks and quickly turn to a professional committed to our well-being. Stopping the emotional pain caused due to a love spell is a significant process. It is about renewing energy, creating the love of life, love of nature, and diligence, which is a truthful and honest feeling of accompanying abundance. Samuel Zohar Yanai, a spiritual healer, is known for his unique expertise in solving the complications associated with removing love spells. Samuel Zohar Yanai has many years of experience and a broad understanding of different cultural and spiritual traditions from all over the world. Samuel dedicated his life to helping people from every country and continent regain their emotional freedom and physical health. The approach of Samuel Zohar Yanai is holistic and addresses the symptoms and the roots of the energetic blockage. You are invited to contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone and receive an answer to any question.